But didn't you actually campaign on an anti-busing platform in part?
No, it had never come up when I was governor before.
No, I say in 1970.
Though. Oh, yeah. I'm opposed to it now. I think it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my life. $750,000 of unnecessary expense in Little Rock, which could go to increase teacher salaries, buy training aids for children, have better school facilities, or whatever.
But you wouldn't have desegregated schools.
Well, the basis of the first suit in Little Rock was that they lived in this region, therefore they should be permitted to go to this school in this region, the neighborhood school complex. That was the basis of the suit that brought about the 1957 crisis. So now it's completely reversed.
But in the Supreme Court decision since that time, which have made changes in interpretation of what the 14th Amendment requires, and I think that Alexander case is to achieve the greatest degree of desegregation.
I think all that's beyond the Constitution and beyond the intent of Congress, at the time. But then, if the president doesn't sort of halt the courts, if the chief executive, whoever he is, a whatever party, if he continues to carry out any order of a federal court, no matter how illegal, then they have complete authority. They can rule. You set up a judicial dictatorship. And it's not just in this field, in the field of, say, law and order, the interpretation of legal rights, of individual rights of criminals.
You said that.
But is there a way in which a Supreme Court decision can be illegal?
Sure, in time it goes beyond the Constitution or the law of Congress. It's illegal.